Hey everyone, and thank you for listening. This is a very special edition of the podcast, which is all about Eurovision. I know it's early, I know Eurovision isn't until May, but some of the songs have just been released, so we know what countries are putting forward to enter. And so I thought it'd be good to have a tiny little chat about it because I'm super excited. Straight away, I guess if we, let's take a moment to look at what the bookies are saying. And already, straight away, we have Russia as favourite to win at 3-1. Now, as far as I'm aware, Russia haven't actually released their song yet. We know that Sergei is back. Sergei, who sang for Russia a couple of years ago. Don't you remember? He was the guy that was on that wall and there was all the lights and he kept climbing up and it was very flashy and very, very, very exciting to watch. But anyway, he's back. He's performing this year for Russia and he is in favourite, 3-1. Second favourite, we've got Sweden, and then Italy and Iceland in 10-1, which is very interesting because Iceland have never won the Eurovision Song Contest. So could this be their time? And then fifth, we have Romania. So after the songs that I've listened to so far, my favourites aren't there. This happens every year. I listen to Eurovision songs back in February, March, so I can get all in the spirit, so I know what's happening, I know what country's doing what, so when I hear people talking about it, I know exactly where we are. And so my early favourites this year are Spain. I love the song that Spain have, and they are 33-1, so they're quite outsiders really. Their song is called Lavender, and it's by Miki Nunenza, maybe? Anyway, it's a very upbeat song. There's lots of trumpets. It sounds very Eurovision. So I'm very excited to see what that one is like. And my second favourite at the moment is Finland. Their odds are a little bit better than Spain. It looks like they're maybe 10th, 11th favourite. They're at 16-1 at the moment, but their song is by... Do you remember there was a dance song that was super, super popular years ago by Darude? I think it's called Sandstorm. But anyway, Darude is back with a guy called Sebastian Raymond, and their song is called Look Away, and it is... It is a tune. The message of the song is great. It's about kind of what's going on with the world, what a country's doing to themselves. And yeah, it ticks lots of boxes for me as far as Eurovision goes. Eurovision this year is going to be in Tel Aviv in Israel because they won last year with Netta. And there's been quite a lot of controversy actually about the Eurovision Song Contest being there. But they've won three times before, so why not? Every year Eurovision has a catchphrase. This year the catchphrase is Dare to Dream, which is a very aspirational message. And their logo is a big star, a big golden star. So very appropriate for the stars that are going to be on stage. I don't know how I feel about the British song, the song that's come from the UK. We have a guy called Michael Rice, and the song is Bigger Than Us. It's a good song. I think it's probably one of the best we've had in recent years, but no one ever votes the UK, so why we think we should stand to do well, I have no idea. But I don't think we will. But that's not to say that it's not a good song, and Michael Rice seems like a really, really nice guy that in all the interviews I've seen of him, he seems very relatable, which is good, which I like. So what other songs, what other notable songs are there at the moment in Eurovision? I really like France's song, a song called What? Which is French for king. And interestingly, this is the first time in a very long time that France are singing their song in French and English. Normally, they go ahead with a French song. So that's quite cool. they've got a mix of both languages. You put me in a box, want me to be like you. Je suis pas dans les codes, ça dérange beaucoup. At the end of the day, you cannot change me, boom. Alors, laisse-moi m'envoler. I'm not a rich, but I'm shining bright. So what else is happening? So we are in March at the moment, and at the moment the semi-finals are due to take place. The first semi-final is going to be on the 14th of May, and then the second semi-final is going to be just a couple of days later on the 16th of May, ready for the final, which is going to be on the 18th. And already there's the big five plus Israel from last year that have gone straight through to the final. So France, Germany, Italy, Spain and the United Kingdom are straight through to the 18th of May for the final. And so we're just waiting now until that blessed week in May to find out which other countries are going to be joining them. Early favourites at the moment are Australia. They had a similar thing to what the UK did, where the country voted for their favourite song. Everyone thought that Courtney Act was going to get through for Australia, but no, it was Kate Miller-Heidke and their song called Zero Gravity. I'm not a super fan of it at the moment. I think it might grow on me. It's catchy. It's certainly got a Eurovision vibe. It's kind of choral and opera-like in places. So it'll definitely stand high in people's attention, I think, because it's quite different to most other songs. But I'm not super keen on it. Other songs that I like out for Eurovision at the moment is Belgium. They have a singer called Elliot, and their song is called Wake Up. It's just a nice song, really. I don't know how memorable it is. But of course, with all of these songs, it can often be the performance on the night and what they do and their staging that can really grab people's attention and help catapult a song that was relatively mediocre into being an extraordinary performance and then can go ahead and win. So although not every country has announced what song they're going to be putting forward to Eurovision, it really depends on the performance as well, I think. I think it's a mix of all these things. And of course, knowing what Russia did a couple of years ago when Sergei Lazarev performed for them, I would not be surprised if we have a very special performance in store for us again this year when Sergei is back. So what do you think? Do you have any early front runners at the moment? Have you listened to any? Thought, wow, that's going to be a great one for Eurovision this year. What bangers are you playing on your Spotify's, on your ears? What songs are the ones that are grabbing your attention? I may do another little bonus one a little bit later before Eurovision, once all the songs are out, and if we can get a better handle on if any front runners have changed. Will there be different countries that are going to replace Italy, Sweden and Russia for the top spots? So Russia is favourite. At the moment, the least favourite, it looks like, is Macedonia, although I think now they're called North Macedonia. But anyway, they're right at the bottom at the moment with 100-1. But of course, all of that can change. All of that can change. Currently, the United Kingdom is 30-1, which is actually pretty respectable in the grand scheme of Eurovision, kind of sitting in the middle there. But let's see. Lots and lots and lots of time. If you're quite keen to listen to the songs of Eurovision, you're thinking, Mark, where are you getting all this information from? A lot of the songs are out on YouTube at the moment. Otherwise, if you go to Spotify and just search for playlists of Eurovision 2019, there's lots that are being created and updated as the new songs are released. So go and have a listen. Let us know what you think. Drop us an email or drop us a tweet or get in touch with us in any way you can. I love a good Eurovision chat. So let's talk Eurovision. We'll be back again with another episode very, very soon. And as always, look out for our podcast, Power Podcast UK. And let me know what you think about Eurovision this year. I look forward to hearing from you.